Charles Bomer Harris. Was well over 40 when I met him. I was under 20, but I knew of him. In fact, everyone in the game knew of the practical joker who had been Nottinghamshire's opening batsman since 1928. Jim Lakey used to tell how Charlie stopped a fast bowler on his approach to the wicket with the explanation, "You've got an extra fieldsman in the gully." The whole game was held up for an investigation to be made, and it was then discovered that Harris had placed his false teeth on the ground in roughly the place gully would stand. Another time, after diving to hold a catch from Harold Butler, he dislocated his shoulder and was taken to hospital, where he was told it would have to be put back into position. He inquired nervously, "Will it hurt?" "Not much," he was told. Charlie took a towel, rolled it up tightly and clenched it between his teeth as the collarbone was put back, and he screamed. A senior nurse was, as it happened, an ardent not-supporter, reproached him severely. "There's 19-year-old girl just down the corridor who gave birth to twins this morning," she told him, "and she didn't make half so much noise as you." "I," replied Charlie, "but you try pulling 'em back."
I would have paid any money in the world to see W.G. Grace. I mean, W.G. Grace was obviously a bit of a crook, but he must have been a fine cricketer. There are lots of lovely stories about W.G. The one that I liked most of all was when Neville Cardis was talking to one of the old Gloucestershire professionals who'd played with W.G. And he was asking him, he said, "Do you think that W.G. ever cheated?" And this old Gloucestershire professional looked at Neville Cardis and said, "He were far too clever for that, Mr. Grace." Which I always think is a lovely story. And the other lovely one I like, do you remember when he was bowled, the ball just flicked his off bail, and the doctor leant down, picked up the bail and put it back on the stumps and said, "Windy day, I'm far, isn't it?" The umpire said, "Yes," he said, "it is, Dr. Grace," he says, "and mind you, don't blow your hat off on the way back to the pavilion."
We were covering a test match at Lord's in the 1990s. When there was a commotion of sorts on top of a building on the eastern side of the ground. There was a small group of people having a barbecue on top of one of the rooftops, and along just a little further was a lady who, even without the benefit of binoculars, I could see was dressed in slightly eccentric fashion. What there was of her garb seemed to be black. Closer examination showed it to be flimsy black, possibly lace. She was standing in front of some lettering, but I didn't have time to pay attention to that because the bowler was running in at the nursery end. In between balls, there were murmurs from the crowd, who by now were paying as much attention to the lady on the roof as they were to the game. Keith McKenzie, our producer-director, said into my earpiece, "With all that noise, I'm going to have to show what's going on if nothing happens next ball." I said, "OK, but I can't see anything from this angle," and then made a comment about the quick single that had been taken. Keith cut to the roof across the road, and there she was, looking different now on the screen from the way she did to the very naked eye. The lady, clad in black fishnet stockings and with a thick piece of string across her frontage, was draped over a well-lettered, well-planned and painted sign advertising vodka. It proclaimed, "Fiona Vladivar loves Richie Beno." I said, "And just think, that's only her mother."
They always blame me for bad light, don't they? It's always that Dickie Bird. They don't realise there's another umpire with me. It's always mean. I always remember in a test match at Old Trafford, England were playing Australia. And Australia were batting and England were fielding. And we all came off the field, all the players and the two umpires, and we were walking up the members' enclosure to the dressing rooms at Old Trafford. There was a Lancashire member at the top of the members' enclosure. He'd had so much to drink he couldn't stand. He said, "You're here again, Bird, you're here again." "So every time you come to Old Trafford, you're always bringing them off." "Surely it's not bad light, sun shining." I said, "No, sir, it's lunchtime."
I have been around a long time, and it's interesting how sometimes one's recognised, how sometimes one isn't. Oh, about 20 years ago, coming back from Australia, our airplane stopped to Bahrain, and I walked up and down the transit lounge to get a bit of exercise, and an